This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway later today after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will feature some 900 dignitaries and other officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the Games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. At the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked to not serve alcohol. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out at the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moise later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home outside Port-au-Prince, where he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moise's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities probe why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and surrounding areas. Rains continue to pound parts of Henan province, of which Zhengzhou is the capital city. Zhengzhou is a major hub for China's railway network, and some trains were stuck on the tracks for as long as 40 hours, prompting rescuers to send passengers food and water. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau issued a warning and said heavy rain or extremely heavy rain will affect Taipei City and other northern parts of the island through Thursday night. Forecasters say the storm is then expected to move on to the Chinese mainland. Ecuador's president declared a state of emergency Thursday in the country's prison following fighting between rival gangs that killed 22 inmates and injured dozens more. The violence began Wednesday afternoon at 2 prisons, including the main prison in the city of Guayaquil. Officials say police had quelled the rioting and gained control of the prisons, and 9 officers and 59 prisoners were injured. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests early this month. Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards, and the Interior Ministry Security Unit. Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests on what it calls U.S. finance counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. And the White House says Chinese opposition to the World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central city of Wuhan, the first known cases of the coronavirus emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.